Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sweet Baby James bringing us back. Seven till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. He's a Democrat operative, but also a businessman just like you and me. And owns his own business, DSI.biz is his website, Development Specialists Incorporated. And I encourage you to check out their website and look at the things that Bill writes about. That you can, if you want to learn how to run your business better, go read some of the articles that Bill has written. And Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. I have to say, you were right, your prediction. You didn't get the numbers exactly right, but you predicted. You made a prediction about the election, and you were correct about the election. I was pretty close on the numbers too, Jim. You were pretty close. You just didn't get them perfect, but that's fine. It's close enough. It's grenade work, you know. It's good government work.
It ain't horseshoes, right? Yeah,
that's exactly right. So I just have to say, I want to say that in this case, you were right, and I was wrong. We'll never speak of that again. Now, talk to me about advice to the Republicans.
Inclusiveness. I mean, you know.
What have they done that makes them not inclusive?
Speaking to other people besides the white guys. I mean, look, that party. Look,
look at all the Hispanics. Look at all the blacks. Look at all the women who came out and spoke for the Republican Party.
All of them, many of them, tokens. It is not sufficient, as somebody said this morning, to put Marco Rubio on your ticket next time and claim you have won. This may be the last time that you ever see two white guys on a national Republican ticket.
I don't disagree with that.
And so what I'm saying is it's not just talking the talk and throwing
up. Do you think if he'd selected Rubio, he would have won?
No. I think what needs to happen tomorrow is Boehner needs to walk over to the White House and say, look, we'll get to sequestration. Here's the first thing I want to do to save my own party and to save this country. Can we cut a comprehensive deal on the reform of immigration?
Mm-hmm.
That's the start. Immigration
first.
You know, but your bulwarks right now are places like Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and Arizona. Look at their populations. You won't have those bulwarks in two more cycles.
Right. No, I agree.
And so 100%. When you ask me what I do for Republicans, go try and find a way to get to the center and be more inclusive. Mm-hmm. Make more Republicans. You're not doing a real good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so being against abortion isn't good enough to make more Republicans.
We talked about that. I completely agree. That's a loser. You're not going to win. You might. You know, it's kind of hard. I mean, I know a lot of people say, well, those are our standards. Those are our morals. We can't go against our morals. Well, you know, folks, that's fine if we're fighting a moral war, but we're fighting a political war. And if you want to get in the big house, you gotta, discretion is the better part of valor. If you can't play, discretion is the better part of valor in politics, and you don't need to be in politics.
You know, we're not electing a pope. We're electing a president.
Yeah.
We're not looking for somebody who is touched by divine right. We just want a person who gets about 270 electoral votes and goes from there. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to find a way to be more inclusive. And they know that. I mean, I think you've had now four Senate races in the last two cycles where they could have basically controlled the center, and they lost them because of Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, Murdoch. I mean, they put nutcases up and weren't able to control their own primaries.
Let me tell you something, though, I have to give some props to my kind, I guess I should say. I really believe that Mitt Romney's background and his perspective on the marketplace would have really been good for America, for turning the economy around and getting entrepreneurship going again, which has taken a real hit in the last 4 years.
No argument.
I really think he would have. And here's my point, though. We've lost that now. America has lost Mitt Romney's ability to do that. And the young people coming up that will run in 4 years, there's not one of them who has his credentials to
do
that.
Wasn't it Stalin who said that the cemeteries are full of replaceable people?
Yeah.
If you tell me that in this country of 300 million and all these business people, we only got one guy who...
No. I'm talking about who were in place. See, but look around at the Republican stable and show me a person who's probably could be a good president and may could win in 4 years, but who has his credentials. That's my point. There's not one of them that has his credentials.
You know, there's not many business people who are successful running for political office.
Yeah.
Even Bloomberg,
that's obvious.
As you see, you know, well, yeah, I mean, Bloomberg, look at the marathon decision. He has a tin ear for politics and something, and Romney probably has less of a tin ear, but you need, it isn't the business acumen, you know, it is the political acumen.
That's exactly what
you can hire the business acumen. Clinton hired Bob Rubin.
You're exactly right.
And you know how, and that worked pretty well.
Well said, well said. That's a very, very astute observation. Hey, Bill, I got to go. Thank you for being here. Congratulations again, and we'll look forward to the next visit.
Happy to talk to you, Jim. Good luck with the, you know, we're all doing fine, and the Republic will be fine.
Thank you. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back another day, too. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.